KBK 95.5 FM, 7:32 right now here on this Friday morning, best day of the week. Scott McKinney with you, serving up the breakfast blend. And as promised, it's time for the morning interview program on KBEK, the morning interview program. We always enjoy our get-together with our guest this morning. He's been with us several times. We always have a fascinating conversation, and it's, as I mentioned just a couple of moments ago, it's great to have a local celebrity with us. Please join me in welcoming Christy Sorrow, Jr. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm happy to see you. I'm delighted to be with you here on this Friday morning. Happy to have you back with us. Chris Sorrow is the author of a book that has just, I don't think it's any exaggeration to say that it's just creating such a huge buzz, and it's called The Twins Platoon. And we've talked about it several times. You've gotten together with Chris and talked about that. In the event that people are hearing this for the first time, Chris, can you give us just a thumbnail sketch of what The Twins Platoon book is all about?
It's the true story about a group of young men that were sworn into the Marine Corps at a Minnesota Twins baseball game in June of 1967.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a true story of who they were, and it follows them after they were cheered off the ball field, through their Marine Corps training, then overseas to Vietnam, details what happened to them over there, and then it also tells what happened to them when they returned after the war. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Sure. Well, what Chris isn't mentioning, too, and I know it's not a huge focus of the book, but it's certainly worth mentioning, too, is that Chris himself was a member of the Twins Platoon.
Correct.
And, again, has the perspective of being able to talk about that. And I don't think, again, I don't think it's any exaggeration to say that this book has just kind of blossomed in the amount of attention that it's getting. We have readers of all different ages, folks who are military connected or military themselves, or folks who aren't even, you know, have no connection at all to the military, are just raving about this book. You've got quite a work on your hands there.
Yeah, that's been very rewarding to get feedback from all ages and women and men alike, military, non-military.
Sure. It's great, and it's, again, a part of our history, as we've talked about so many times, that for a number of reasons doesn't always get the attention that it deserves, you know, and it's a great lesson, especially with people who will pay attention to what's happening in the world today, with what's happening in our world, that it's a kind of a illustration of some things that maybe we can apply to our thinking nowadays, too.
Yep. It turns out that the book is very relevant to what's going on today.
Oh, it sure is.
A lot of parallels go on.
And again, the reviews have been rave reviews. We'll get to that in a moment. We're going to talk more about the book and about other things. Chris is going to be talking. We're going to be talking this morning about an event that Chris is going to be the welcoming speaker. And I think is it safe to say keynote speaker at this thing?
Well, no, I won't put it that far.
Well, Chris will be making the welcoming comments anyway, right?
Yeah, I'll be doing just the welcome and introduction and... Mm-hmm. But there will be some very, very professional people there putting on this event.
That's fantastic. Well, we're talking about an event that's coming up on Tuesday, February 27th. That's the Tuesday after next. It's called Coming Home for War. Let me start that again. Coming Home from War, a community's response to our veterans. It's taking place at North Branch High School in the auditorium Tuesday, February 27th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. As Chris has already mentioned, he's going to be the welcoming speaker and the opening, giving the opening comments, and it's going to talk about a number of different things. To give a little bit of background, if you wouldn't mind, Chris, on this, how this event came together. I know that you've been working with some folks on this, or this has been in the works for a while anyway.
Yeah, this actually a year ago, Jeannie Leland, that's the North Branch Community Education Director, started working on the project. And she zeroed in on the idea that as a community, we need to help support our military servicemen and women mm-hmm. and their families. And one way to do this is through education. And these classes, normally there's a charge for the classes, but this one's going to be free,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be refreshments served. So she's kind of going out on a limb to do this.
That's great. So we hope that there is a good turnout for that. You mentioned education, Chris. Who do you think needs to be educated?
Actually, everybody does.
Ah.
And by that I mean husbands, wives, children, grandparents, neighbors, clergy, law enforcement, even those serving in the military.
Because mm-hmm.
There's a variety of issues that are helpful to address through education.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of things that you need to know may be different depending on who you are and what's going on. I'll give you some examples.
Yeah, please do.
for example, like a soldier returning home. You know, a lot of times if he left, he had little children or they weren't even maybe born. And then by the time he gets home, he's a stranger. They don't recognize who he is. They're scared of him and they run and hide.
Yeah.
And so the military man needs to know how to deal with that kind of thing as well as the wife and the children.
Sure.
So there's a lot of things. Another example is that a lot of families, especially now with these extended deployments, are under a lot of hardships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important for people in the community to be aware of what some of these hardships are and what they can do to help out.
Because, you know, actually there's been a lot about that in the papers lately about this communities throughout Minnesota where, again, a great number of the you know, folks in the community have been deployed and then find out that their stays have been extended beyond the point where they and their families and the other people who depend on them really were counting on. So that's a huge stressor.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I can relate to. This goes back to the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
At least in that war, we knew we had a set a period of time. Marines, it was 13 months, and you knew you were coming home.
Mm-hmm.
To not know when you're coming home or to have to keep being extended is a real hardship.
Mm-hmm. When they do come home, we're talking about this as an example too, when our servicemen and women do come back, it's kind of like sometimes I think people wonder what they should say.
Yep, exactly. Good starter would be welcome home.
Can't go wrong with that.
You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
And I've heard people even tell me that if they see a serviceman in uniform, like at a restaurant, they'll volunteer to pay for the meal.
Sure.
You don't have to do that, but it's just, I think, very important to somehow recognize our servicemen and let them know we really appreciate the sacrifices that they make.
Mm-hmm.
Something else on this community education, to give you an idea how why it can be so important is that, now this is more of a tragic example, but, you know, we have some veterans returning home from war that are traumatized.
Yeah.
And they need additional help in getting through their trauma and readjustment. And we were painfully made aware recently when a Marine from St. Cloud committed suicide.
Yeah.
When he was unable to get the help he needed. And the news reported, you know, that he went to the VA with the support of his family for help. And he was put on a waiting list and sent back home. And then a few days later, he committed suicide.
Yeah.
But what if more people had been educated on what they could have done to help this Marine in distress? You know, and what if people in the community had been better educated to know what to do?
Yeah.
Because I suspect that the Marine in St. Cloud sent out a lot of distress signals to more than just his family, loved ones, and the VA.
Mm-hmm. To people who knew him, people, friends, and people who interacted with him on a day-to-day basis, yeah.
Exactly. And maybe if more people had known what to do, maybe recognized some of the signs that he needed some help, that tragedy could have been averted.
Yeah.
So at this class, there are some of the things that are going to be, some of the information that's going to be made available.
Mm-hmm.
And also what people can do to help and where they can go to get help. Or direct people to get help.
Sure, because I think there's a lot of times when people want to try to say something helpful or be helpful, but they just don't know what advice to give.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times it's easy to pass the buck, if you would, and just think, well, that's somebody else's job. That's not my responsibility.
Somebody else will pick up on this.
Exactly.
But then again, as you say, with the young man from St. Cloud, you know, you kind of say you wish somebody else had stepped up, you know, we just don't want that to happen anymore.
Yeah. And you don't want all your eggs in one basket. Like, let's say you couldn't get into the VA. It's important to know, well, where else can you go for help?
What are some other options?
Yeah. And in a little bit, I'd like to talk about the Twins Platoon website. And
sure.
On there, actually, we can maybe mention that that's another place people can go. It does list where veterans can go
for
help.
So some resources there. Great, and we'll get to that in just a moment, but I want to mention one more time. We were talking as we were setting up the interview this morning. Chris was saying that the folks from the 88th Regional Readiness Command are the folks who are helping to put this together, and a couple of their speakers, their folks from that organization will be speakers at this event. And it's very important, you know, they're being quite generous with their time and their resources, but it's very important that we have a good turnout in order to make them know that this is going to be utilized and so forth. Once again, it's called Coming Home from War, a Community's Response to Our Veterans, and it's taking place on Tuesday, February 27th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in North Branch High School Auditorium, and it's free. and open to the public. Chris will be the welcoming speaker and making the opening comments, our very own Chris Sorrow. The topics include A Soldier's Life at War and its impact on returning to the homeland, the networking with regional resource staff, as we just kind of talked about, A Soldier's Life Back Home, the community's response for a healthy reintegration, strategies and tools for neighbors, families, educators, faith leaders, employers, police officers, everyone who comes into contact with our returning veterans. And again, some closing comments at the end. The guest speakers, besides Chris, guest speakers will be Major Cynthia Rasmussen and LTC Susan Whitaker, MSW. They're both the Combat Operational Stress Control Officers. They are with the 88th Regional Readiness Command, folks who are putting this together. Also, Command Sergeant Major Mary Lemberg, CSM, who was redeployed from Operation Iraqi Freedom. And refreshments served. Courtesy, we got to make sure to give some compliments to the folks in the National Guard Bulldog Family Readiness Group. And if people need some sort of certificate of attendance for some purpose or another, we'll be able to get that too. It's going to be a great event, a lot of great information, and a lot of chance not only to hear the information from the experts, but for people to talk with one another about what's going on. And we hope that people will check that out. Did I get everything on that?
That was beautiful.
Thank you, because we do want people to show up for this. I think this would be great. Chris, we're going to take a break right now, if you don't mind, do a little business, come back, and I want to talk especially about twinsplatoon.com, but also want to talk about some other events that are coming up or other recognitions that have come up connected to the book. Scott McKinney, along with me, our good friend Chris Sorrow, who is the author of The Twins Platoon, and we're trying right now, Chris, to tap up the website, twinsplatoon.com, but as my dad often says, never let a machine know when you're in a hurry. Because right now what's happening is the computer is taking its own sweet time to try to get into the give us the information right now. But while we're waiting for that to pop up so we can talk a little bit about it, twinsplatoon.com, there's been just a colossal number of hits, right?
Yeah, it's very exciting. There's been over 11,000 hits so far on it. And a new exciting development, I got a call from the webmaster, and they wanted to get permission to show the twins feature on the website. That was produced by Trevor Fleck of Fox TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was aired this last summer on the Fox Sports TV channel during Freedom Week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very good piece. It's about the book. And, again, the book recognizes a lot of our military.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyhow, the producer went the extra mile and did get the permission to show it. So they're working on setting something up to where people will be able to watch that. And it's very professional, very informative. And so that's kind of exciting.
Well, it is an amazing website, and again, it's got a lot of good information. If you are, like I say, if your computer is working a little bit faster than mine, which we certainly hope it is, head to www.twinsplatoon, all one word, twinsplatoon.com. And we are going to, it's one of the things I'm planning to do pretty soon here is put a link to that from our KBEK website so that we can direct some folks back and forth here. One thing that Chris alluded to before the break is the fact that there are some resources listed for veterans and veterans' families and concerns about that. You've got some links here that people can go to from the website, right?
Correct. Yeah, a lot of helpful things.
That's a good thing. And again, you can make sure to chance to check on working on a way to get that link, the Twins feature, from Fox News. Recent reviews, we got a bunch of them that have come in. W.H. McDonald, I'm just going to summarize this one. You got the reason I know this, and Chris pointed me toward it as well, is that when I tap onto Amazon.com, the bookseller Amazon, and look at Twin Splatoon, the reviews just keep rolling in. I mean, people are just, that's how I know that there's such a great amount of concern from all kinds of folks here. This is a review from W.H. McDonald, Jr. from the Military Writers Society of America, and he himself is the author of A Spiritual Warrior's Journey. And he writes, I'm just going to summarize a little bit, Chris Sorrow's own accounting. He's put thousands of hours into the research and writing of the book, The Twins Platoon. The end result is a magnificent obsession. that's a very, very classy way of putting it. He's captured the heart and soul of those young Marines who are known as the Twins Platoon. And he says the book is obviously well-researched, and presents an anthology of stories that sort of weaves into his overall history of this group of Marines. It becomes evident the Marines are always Marines, and there's something special in being one. There's pride in the telling of these stories, and it shows, says Mr. McDonald. The subtitle says that this is an epic story. That may be an understatement. The author will allow you to sense and feel the emotion and spiritual pain of these Marines who become engrossed in the book, but more importantly, you will become changed. For those who have never served in combat, it'll be an eye-opener. And for those who have, it'll be a rerun through your emotional memories. It's well-written, entertaining, educational, riveting, and an emotional story that is filled with love of country, the Marine Corps, and fellow veterans. A must-read. I personally recommend this book. High praise.
Yeah. It's
man.
Very rewarding to see.
That's fantastic.
Read and hear those kind of things.
Well, again, that's just a small sample of the kind of reviews that we're seeing. The review was also placed on the MWSA, the Military Writers Society of America website. And you mentioned another book, A Corpsman's Legacy. I wonder if you can talk about that a little bit.
Sure. When I went to their website and looked at the review for the Twins Platoon, I saw a review next to it. It was The Corpsman's Legacy. He continues to heal others through the daughter he never knew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the review was so intriguing that I went out and I bought the book.
Okay.
Finished it. It was one of the best books that I've ever read.
Really?
Yeah. So I went out and I put a review myself out on Amazon.com.
Yeah.
But it's quite a fascinating book, and I encourage people to check it out. Either go to the, you know, the Military Writers Society of America website, look it up, or go to Amazon.com and look it up.
It's kind of neat that as you get into this and as you again do the work that it takes to let people know about your book, you're hearing about other books too that tell you that you're really tapping into something here.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And again, check that out. He says, oh, I like the way you put this. When you get done reading The Twins Platoon, this is the next book.
Right.
And I know you had a chance of being the author of the month over in the Wyoming Library.
Right.
How'd that go?
That was good. About a half a dozen people came, and it was very enjoyable. I got to visit and talk about the book a little bit. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were some interesting people there that came for a lot of interesting reasons that I can't necessarily go into any detail on, but it was very productive.
That's great. Nice to be asked, too.
Yeah.
That's kind of a good thing. And speaking of another things that's nice to be asked, too, the book, The Twins Platoon, was nominated for the Minnesota Book Award.
Yep.
That's exciting.
That was another big honor, and it was in a category where it was competing against 90 other books in the general nonfiction category.
Mm-hmm.
And sad to say it didn't make it as one of the finalists, but it was still a great honor.
Nice to be asked, and yes. Nice to be in that kind of company. Nice to be recognized by
sure.
The other folks in the profession.
Sure. And I don't know if you got time. I don't know if you want to recognize the books that
made it. Sure. Why don't you let us know what the top
sure.
five.
Sure. The top five was A Shameful Act by Tanner Ackam.
Okay.
Number two, West Bank Boogie, 40 Years of Music, Mayhem and Memories by Cy Collins.
That's part of my background.
Yeah.
West Bank of the Twin Cities.
And Minnesota on Paper, Collecting Our Printed History by Moya Harris and Leo Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Baking with the St. Paul Bread Club by Kim Ode.
From the Star Tribune, yeah.
Okay. And then on Dial M, The Murder of Carol Thompson by William Swanson.
So quite an array, isn't it?
Yeah, quite a variety of items there.
And nice to know too that you know even so, it's nice to know that the Twins Platoon is being recognized by other folks in the in the field. That's great,
yeah.
Chris. This is great. By the way, we're speaking this morning with Chris Sorrow from North Branch.
Correct.
Our local celebrity. He's the author of the Twins Platoon, and we've talked many times. And he's also, as we mentioned, going to be the opening speaker and provide the welcome to Coming Home from War, a community's response to our veterans, taking place on Tuesday, February 27th. That's Tuesday after next, from 6:30 till 8:30 p.m. at North Branch High School Auditorium. And Chris has stressed to me, and I think it's worth stressing to you folks, that a great turnout for this thing would be so very helpful.
Yep.
To let these folks know that we appreciate the work they're putting together on this.
Sure. And then if there's any in the military, of course, we'd like them to come because we'd like to just welcome them home when they're there.
Absolutely. Chris, it's always a delight to get together with you. Anything else we want to hit on before we let you go here today?
Well, this was fine. It was a pleasure to be invited. Thank you, Scott.
Well, it's always, believe me, it's always our pleasure. And again, we want people to read this book. We really want people to do that. Speaking with Chris Sorrow this morning, the author of The Twins Platoon, and also Vietnam vet himself. And